106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. This past Monday, Wild Smart Speaker Series doing a presentation on coyotes, and you were there.
We didn't debate if it's coyote or coyote.
Now, how was Dr. Shelley Alexander saying it? Was she saying it coyotes or coyotes?
She said coyote, and she's a doctor. 10 years of research she's been doing. And one thing that I thought was fascinating is that the play dynamics. So when you have the pups, these are pack animals, and through learning to play, it's a surrogate for understanding human behavior as well. Because when these pups learn to play with each other, they learn things like inhibition. It's like, I don't bite as hard, like role reversal. So who's the alpha? And then the alpha becomes the submissive one. And it leads to this almost understanding of right and wrong. When play breaks down, then there is a process where the one who broke the rules apologizes. It leads to this idea of knowing right and wrong and wild justice. And that, to me, makes it really important that coyotes grow up in that pack dynamic. Otherwise, if they don't learn these things, these are the problem animals. And so when we talk about management of this species, there's a lot of places with this antiquated idea that we should just kill them all off. Anytime you put pressure on them, they're going to reproduce faster and they're not going to have these pack supportive environments. So you're going to end up with more problem coyotes. Luckily, we are enlightened in the Bow Valley.
Living with wildlife kind of community. And what did you learn about coyotes here locally?
Before the talk, I sat down with Jay Honeyman and we went through some of the stats over since 2001. And one really great thing is that with WildSmart, there's more reporting. A lot of the higher conflict situations are specifically involving dogs, rabbits, and humans. And when it comes to dogs, we need to have that responsibility as pet owners in the Bow Valley to keep our pets on leash, because coyotes are a threat to our pets. You may just see one, but there's more. And one of the tricks they play, wily coyotes, is one will entice a dog into the woods. And then once the dog gets in the woods, there's others from the pack and they attack. So this is why keep your dogs on leash, because there might not be more than one coyote.
Coyote.
Thanks, Rob. The other is the bunnies. We have been seeing in the last several years the conflicts reported with coyotes decrease. Now, there's no way to exactly say that. And remember, these are only reported incidents. More happens out there. But in the last several years, we've also had a feral rabbit management program where the municipality has taken on the responsibility, which should be the province's, but they refuse to accept, of managing this wildlife attractant. And now we're seeing less wildlife conflicts with coyotes. And my story, my headline is coyote management is human management. This is about us managing our behavior, not necessarily managing the animal's behavior. If there's no reason for these coyotes to come into town, they're not going to. But if they're getting food here, and that includes pets, they're going to be in town.